I feel like we could just go home. His anointing is here. His presence is here. But he put a word in my heart, so I'm going to share it with all of you. And I believe it's going to encourage you. So right where you are, I want you to open up your Bibles quickly. I know for most of you that means your phone or your tablets or whatever you got. Maybe you're old school and you've got your notepad, go for it. Take it out quickly. I want to share something with you tonight that I believe will change your life forever. God spoke to me this week and he told me to speak about faith. Everyone say faith. I wasn't convinced of that one. Everybody say faith. There we go. It's awkward now if your name's Faith, you feel like everybody's calling you. Have faith in God. God revealed something so powerful to my heart this week. And he showed me by his word and through his word, three things that faith secures. Three vital things that faith in God secures. From tonight, as you determine in your heart to have faith in God, these three things become your reality. These three things that I'm going to give you will become your experience. And what I want you to recognize from the forefront or from the start is faith always wins. Write that on the comment section or in the comment section on Facebook. In this venue, look at your neighbor and say, faith always wins. Faith never loses. See, faith in God is the answer. And God shows us so many precious truths from his word. But there's something that I love, and it was actually what I titled today's sermon, and it's the first thing of what faith in God secures. Faith in God, write this down. Faith in God secures triumph. Faith in God secures triumph. I need you to understand tonight, every young person or every person that's tuned in, you can define yourself as young. Amen. This life that we live as children of God is not a life of chance. Not a life of we're not sure how things can turn out, or we're unsure about our future. Faith in God secures your future. Faith in God and in who he says he is in his word ensures triumph no matter what. See, faith in God secures victory. The Bible says, now thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph. Everyone say triumph. Triumph, not defeat. When defeat comes knocking, you don't have to answer. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. If there's one scripture I want to bulldoze into your spirit tonight. Everyone looked up. Now thanks be to God who always, everyone say always, leads us in triumph. Faith in God always secures triumph. Doesn't matter what the reality is. Doesn't matter the natural reality. Faith speaks the reality of the word of God. The word of God lets you know that triumph is your portion. The word of God lets you know that victory is your reality. Say that, victory is my reality. Victory is my reality. And I'm here to let somebody know that victory is your portion. From tonight, in Jesus' mighty name, you shall never be defeated again in Jesus' name. Tonight, victory becomes your story. Victory becomes your reality. Victory becomes your portion. Victory becomes your experience. Victory becomes the thing that you walk in all the days of your life. Victory becomes your portion because it's what's available to you. Faith in God secures triumph. faith in God secures triumph. Man, this preach that I have for you tonight is so simple. I really don't have eloquent words, but I've begun to learn that the kingdom of God is not just in talk, but in power. And when the Holy Ghost is here, and when the Holy Ghost speaks, things change. Things are changing for you tonight in Jesus' name. Faith in God secures triumph. Man, that one reality blesses me. See, because faith is a fundamental thing in the kingdom of God. Walking by faith. Paul told us, for I walk by faith, not by sight. Not by feelings or emotions. Not by what's happening around me. Not by circumstances. Not by the opinions of people. Not about what your mom says about you, that you're trash and you're never going to amount to anything, or what your brother's been telling everybody about you. We don't walk by that. We walk by faith, not by sight. That means I walk by the reality of the Word of God, not by the opinions of people. I walk by the reality of God's Word, not by what the status quo says, not by what the government's trying to tell me, not by what everybody at school's saying about you, not about how your feelings are. Let me be straight with you. This morning when I woke up, was not feeling it. But I don't live by feeling, so it doesn't really matter. All of a sudden, I begin to realize greater is He that's on the inside of me. Praise God. Greater is He that's on the inside of me. And then I begin to recognize something, that joy is a fruit of the Spirit, not a fruit of your feelings. Whew, praise God. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Ghost, who's on the inside of you. Doesn't matter how you're feeling. Joy, which is your strength. You shall be supernaturally strong from tonight in Jesus' name. What I want to lay quickly, and this clock is chasing me, is that faith is fundamental in the kingdom of God. Living by faith is a must. It's a prerequisite. Requisite. My English, I sublief. My first language is tongues. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in His presence is fullness of joy. You're supposed to, if someone preaches and you're not feeling good and you're not smiling, there's something wrong. It's not anointed. I'm not, and that's not pride. I'm saying that's the Holy Ghost. In His presence is fullness of joy. Halfness, not halfness, fullness. Faith is a prerequisite for effectiveness in the kingdom of God. Living by faith will make you effective. Living by feelings will make you deficient. Living by your emotions and by your feelings will make you the most inconsistent person. But when you operate by faith, triumph becomes your consistent reality. See, I can always have good news because the Bible never changes. The Bible remains the same. Heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word remains the same. That means you can have good news every day. And in His Word, it guarantees victory. That means you can have victory every day. Never changes. Everything around you can change, but His Word never changes. People's opinions about you can change, but His never changes. People's promises that they had, that they made with you, can change, but His promises never change. They are yes, and they are amen, and they're your portion. Say this with your spirit, or from your spirit rather. Triumph. I don't believe you. Triumph is my portion. Triumph is my portion. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, and my righteous ones will live by faith, but I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. He takes pleasure in you when you operate by faith. Faith is simply operating in the reality of God's Word. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things. It's the evidence of things not yet seen. It's evidence. His Word is evidence. substance of things hoped for, the evidence not yet seen. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 15, or rather let me start in Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Isn't it a blessing to think that he's blessed when you live by faith? Isn't it a beautiful reality or thought rather that he's pleased when you operate by faith? Isn't it an amazing truth that you're a sweet-smelling fragrance to him when you operate by faith, not by feelings? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 15, our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God as you operate by faith. What I want you to realize something is that the devil wants to do everything he can to stop you living by faith. You know, Miles Monroe, this great man of God, he's gone to be with the Lord, but he had this quote that my dad always loves to tell us when we're at Bible school. Faith is not a walk in the dark, but a walk in the light. Faith is knowing. When you operate in the reality of God's word by faith, your destiny is settled. Your future is settled. You can secure success by living by the word. It doesn't have to be chance. Living by the word of God secures you a future of success. But you still have to do something. You still have to act. The Bible says not just to meditate upon the word of God, but it says to do that which is written. Then your way shall be made prosperous, and you will have good success. You want the formula for success? Joshua 1 verse 8, write it down. I look forward to celebrating your success in Jesus' name. But we must realize something, young people, and you that's watching us at home, is that there's an adversary out there, but the adversary is defeated. Your enemy is already defeated. It doesn't need to be settled. It's already settled. He is defeated. But what I want you to recognize tonight, and the reality that you need to realize, and the truth that you need to operate in, is that there's a good fight of faith still to be fought. What is this fight of faith? It's simply the enemy wants to stop you at all costs from believing God, from believing that he is who he says he is, from believing his word. How can that be a real book? How can this Bible, surely men have changed it, surely blah, blah, blah. Surely, tell me why the Bible is banned in so many countries if it's just a book. Devil's an idiot. The fight of faith. The devil wants you to stop believing God. Why? Because it might be impossible with man, but with God, all things are possible. Say this, all things are possible. How many things? Praise God. Praise God. All things are possible with God. He's going to do everything he can to say, don't believe God. Don't believe his word. Don't believe this guy preaching. Don't listen to what he has to say. That's not true. That's the fight of faith. You determine who you believe. You determine whose report you believe. You determine who's going to be, what report are you going to subscribe to? What newsletter are you going to believe? You decide what news channel you're going to turn to. Whether you're going to turn to what they're saying about everybody out there, what they're saying about church, what they're saying about God, what they're saying about Jesus, or you determine whether you're going to subscribe to the good news. I don't care what the secular news channels are having to say. I subscribe to the good news. I get good news every day. I'm sick of fake news. I'm really sick of fake news. Subscribe to the good news. Because it's the good news that will empower you, and it's fake news that will destroy you. Faith in God secures three things. Number one, I've already said it and I've got 9 minutes. Jesus, help me. Praise God. Amen. Pray for me. Number one, faith in God secures triumph. Number two, faith in God secures turnaround. Everyone say turnaround. Turnaround. Faith in God secures the turnaround. Whatever you're facing today, whatever your circumstances might look like, we don't deny reality. Faith's not a pie in the sky where we say, I don't see anything that's happening around me. I don't know what's going on. No, faith doesn't deny reality. But faith does speak the reality of the Word of God. Faith subscribes to the reality of God's Word. Reality can always change. Your circumstances can always change. When you operate by faith, it secures the change. It secures the turnaround. See, you see it throughout the Bible. You still see it today because God didn't stop doing miracles. He didn't all of a sudden change. He's still the same God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And He's still the same God today. Once you were blind, but now you see. Once you were paralyzed, now you walk. During this week, we saw a paralyzed man. His spine was broken. Took his first steps. My God still heals. Faith in God secures turnaround. Whatever you are facing today, whatever mountain might be in your way, as you determine tonight to put your faith in the King, it secures turnaround. It secures change. What did Jesus tell us? Mark 11, 22 to 23. So Jesus answered, said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. You know, you always see these cute things on Facebook and Instagram. You know, tell the mountain about God. Just because it sounds nice doesn't make it biblical or scriptural. Just because it rhymes doesn't make it biblical. Just because it's got a whole lot of alliterations doesn't make it scriptural. I love alliterations. I'm giving you one tonight. But check the word. Bible says, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he says. Stop talking to God about the mountain. God gave you the authority. God gave you the power. God anointed you not to talk about the mountain. God anointed you to speak to the mountain. Put your faith in Him. Speak to that thing. Command it to move. Faith secures turnaround. I don't know what mountain is facing you today, whatever it is. As you put your faith in God.
Oh, powerful time. I tell you what, God is still on the move. God is still doing an amazing work. And I want you to know today, even as the word has gone forth, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you being supernaturally empowered by the word today, and we want to encourage you to continue to participate, continue to give, continue to engage your faith. Because here's the thing, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And the only way to please God is by faith, according to Hebrews 11 verse 6. So we trust that you've been blessed. We trust that as you've sown in faith, as you've actively engaged your faith, that you will see a supernatural turnaround. Remember, you don't subscribe to this world. You subscribe to the things of God. And every single day as you engage your faith, you're filled with good news. So we love you, signing off right here from the Great Faith Dome in Buffalo City. Have a blessed, blessed time further. God bless you. Goodbye. See you soon.
From 10. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? The Bible says in Acts chapter 3 and verses 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. This was speaking of Peter and John when they healed the paralyzed man outside the temple. What was Peter doing? He was letting everybody know that it's faith in God that caused this testimony to take place. Faith in God always secures testimonies. Always secures testimonies. Always secures testimonies. Not sometimes, always. See, testimonies will be the evidence of your faith in God. Testimonies. As I put my faith in who He is, no matter what might be around me, number one, I'm going to triumph. Number two, I'm going to see the turnaround. And number three, I'm going to hold my testimony in my hand.